Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 10th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the monumental stupidity, the monumental anarchy that is rushing across the land as the efforts to erase not just our history, but Western civilization advance and take all new levels. And so we're going to take a look at the anarchy that's happening in Seattle. Isn't it interesting that Seattle, the place where we began the coronavirus lockdown narrative, has now become the center of the new anarchy, taken over by a group of people? I'm sure it's just a coincidence, don't you think? Well, we're going to take a look at the playbook that has been used over and over again by the Pentagon, by the CIA, to overthrow governments everywhere. Yes, we have seen color revolutions financed by George Soros. We've also seen the military-industrial complex and the out-of-control CIA, people who do control our government. We've seen them do this numerous times. As a matter of fact, they're bragging about the economic chaos that they've caused in Syria, anticipating that they're about to go into hyperinflation with their currency. What if that were to happen here? What if that were the design of these people in Washington, in the Pentagon? What if they were willing to burn down this country because, just like George Soros, they've got their own agenda of what they would like to construct? So we're going to take a look at that, what is behind that. It's a lot more than just coming after the culture and the statues and the forts because you're highly offended by something. And where did that offense come from? We're also going to talk about what is happening with the continuing of the narrative about the virus that we all have to be afraid of. That is not slowing down. As a matter of fact, even though you've got NPR and others saying, well, you know, it looks like we're getting this under control, you have these other people who are pushing for the second wave narrative, including Fauci and others. We have seen in the recordings between The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine, they were talking about the criminal influence of big pharmaceutical companies. It's not just the CIA, the NSA, that are criminal and secretive. It's also big pharmaceutical companies. And again, this goes back to the hydroxychloroquine study, where they had to publish a study and they said, well, we need to see your data so that we can review it. They said, no, we're not going to show you the data. And as I've mentioned many times, we've seen that same tactic taken by the people who have pushed the climate change narrative. Oh yeah, we've got the study done, and here's this, this is paid for on university property. I did this on university time, on the university computers, and we published the study, and you've used this to change policy, but I'm not going to show you the data. No, no, you just had to take my word for that. And they did the same thing with the hydroxychloroquine study. Now, The Lancet, in order to try to save face, they pulled that after it became apparent these people were pulling tricks with the data. And as they said to each other, now we're not going to be able to basically, if this continues, publish any more clinical research data because the pharmaceutical companies are so financially powerful today and they're able to use such methodologies as to have us accept papers which are apparently methodologically perfect, but which in reality manage to conclude whatever they want them to conclude. So yeah, it looks like the methodology is correct, but we're going to have it say whatever we want it to say. And as they were talking about this, they said, yeah, this is actually criminal. You know, the big influence of big pharma, of big tech, and of the big intelligence services and the big military industrial complex, folks, that's what we're up against. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System, the first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 11th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It's day 87 of America locked down. And as there are some glimmers of hope, we have the usual suspects trying to move in to extend this. We have a Michigan judge now ordering Governor Gretchen Whitmer to stop pursuing the 77-year-old barber Carl Mankey. Again, this is the barber that has had citizens in the area show up to protect him, armed citizens. Why? Because you're going to have police officers enforce punishment and confiscatory crimes to shut him down. Don't forget the way the police have sided with unconstitutional dictators on this, many of them. Some have not, and many of those have been purged. Just like we had the other day, a police chief who said, I don't have a problem with armed citizens protecting their property. It's legal. They're not hurting anybody, right? It's legal to have the guns. Well, he was forced to resign. When you have police officers say, we have a constitution. I swore an oath to the constitution. I did it when I was in the military. I did it when I, every time I got another office, a promotion within the police department. That is transcendent to this. Now, those officers are typically purged. The ones who will shut down a 77-year-old barber because Gretchen Whitmer says so, those are the ones that are giving the creating this issue here that we have. And we're going to talk about that coming up. The anarchy and how Seattle has now been chosen to be ground zero for the next phase of this plandemic. And the plandemic and the looting and the lockdown, I think, are moving us into the lockstep. The Rockefeller Foundation scenario that they pushed forward. Yeah, it's all going as scheduled. We're going to take a look at the Pentagon's involvement in this as well. But it looks like some of the governors, even though you see the narrative coming back out, saying we have to have the lockdown, because look, it's escalating again. You look at the top of drugs, second wave. Look at how many people have this. Oh, I think, you know, we're going to keep a running total of everybody who dies from the flu or any kind of respiratory disease will be attributed to COVID-19 forever. Forever. We will never stop with this. And quite frankly, I think we just need to extend this lockdown forever. As a matter of fact, we got a comedian who explained why this should happen. And all he does is he inserts automobile deaths for coronavirus deaths. So you can understand the absurdity of this. See, the thing that makes this work is that unlike the automobile that you've driven all the time, they can scare you about firearms because most people haven't really had any experience with firearms. So they can scare you about that for gun control, but they can really scare you about an invisible virus that hasn't even shown up yet. It hadn't shown up when they did the lockdown. I'm still waiting for it to show up, quite frankly. But anyway, let's play. This is This comedian is Awaken with JP is his YouTube channel. Let's play why the lockdown should last longer.
Car accident fatalities are growing by the day. Today, even more people have died in car accidents. The latest count of car accident fatalities is growing. This brings the total number of traffic accident fatality cases to an estimated 3,700 per day. Oh my God, driving's so dangerous.
Why the lockdown should last
longer. We are in the midst of a traffic fatality pandemic. As you've witnessed in the daily news reports, it's apparent that driving has become a serious and deadly situation. We're seeing an unprecedented 3,700 deaths per day from traffic fatalities around the world. Our experts have come up with a death model that shows the death rate could go as high as 10 million people. In order to save lives, we're issuing a no-driving, stay-at-home order for the next 14 days. You can walk, but no driving, for your own good. I will stay at home. I don't want to die. Welcome to Interface News. Several more people have died from traffic fatalities. Our officials have instituted medically accurate recording measures where if anyone has ever ridden in a car before and then they die, their death is recorded as a car-related death. The traffic fatality death count is now even higher than it used to be. I can't believe we all used to drive places. How do we survive? Shockingly, we're still seeing car-related deaths. This is cause for an extended lockdown. Authorities have extended the lockdown until we can find a vaccine to bring people back to life after traffic fatalities. Until then, you are free to walk instead of driving.
I hope they find one soon. I need to go to work.
It's not only deadly to drive, it's not safe to walk anymore. New testing shows 6,227 pedestrians are killed by cars while walking each year. As we continue to have your best interest in mind, we're instituting a new social sedentary order where you must stay completely confined to your own homes. No more walking.
Really?
Globally, 3,500.
Yeah, no more walking. Okay, you get the idea. That's JP Sears is a comedian, and his YouTube channel is Awaken with JP. Yeah, that's exactly right. If they were to tell us this about cars, and believe me, they're going to be telling us this about cars. That's, they got to get you into this whole mindset that safety is whatever they say safety is. And safety is the primary goal of life. We just don't do anything because anything that we do has risk, and any risk could result in our death. We don't want to die, so let's not do anything. You know, first you say you can't drive, now you can only walk, now you can't walk anymore. Because we still have people that are dying on a regular basis. We thought that Fauci and our benevolent masters in Washington, D.C. would be able to stop death. But surprise, they haven't. So that just means that we need to have more controls put on our life, right? Bipartisan majorities have now moved to override Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and to end the lockdown. And in areas where you have, of course, he's a Democrat, that the Republican governors like Abbott and Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas realize that they've been had, and they're not going to do that again. But, of course, this is as much about politics as anything else, just like what is happening with the looting and the rioting. Even as NPR is saying that there's mounting evidence that COVID is less deadly than we thought. And they also say, well, and you know, there's a lot of people who have it and they don't even have any symptoms. They don't even know that they had it. Well, that even makes it more dangerous because they could spread it. And then you have multiple studies come out and say, no, it doesn't spread for people who are asymptomatic. Well, don't touch anything. Well, it doesn't spread by touch either. But Fauci is not giving up. He just had an interview. He's not doing as many as he was doing. He says Trump is no longer talking much to him or the rest of the coronavirus task force. President Trump may be giving him the cold shoulder, and he may be shoving him aside. But that kind of passive aggressiveness is not going to help us. President Trump needs to directly confront this globalist shill. He needs to discredit him and fire him instead of leaving him in place to continue to do these types of interviews where he talks about the vaccine. Video clip number one.
But their vaccine candidate is pretty far ahead, even though we have Moderna in the as a front runner. So if they do make it to production and, you know, successfully get that out there, is it possible we'll see their vaccine used in the U.S.?
Well, you know, the answer is that there are a number of candidates that look really quite favorable. that are in various stages of clinical trial. My prediction would be that we would have more than one candidate that ultimately gets to the point of proven to be safe and effective. So I don't think we're going to have a situation where one country or one organization has a vaccine that they are or are not going to share with others. I believe.
Hold it right there. We got to go to break. Did you hear what he just threw out there? This is so valuable. You know, we don't want to have a situation, you know, with China has got the vaccine and they won't share it with us. You think that's going to be the case? Oh, no, no, no. You'll get all the different variants of vaccines that weren't tested or tried anywhere. They're manufacturing, and we'll play a little bit more of that and show you what he's up to. But no, they're building the expectation. This is so valuable that countries like China might try to hoard it. You don't want to let that happen. We'll get you your vaccine. We'll be right back.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity. Because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezoses of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about Fauci giving one of his virtual interviews. And as you heard that interview, he was saying, well,
we got to make sure that the other countries, when they get this vaccine, that they're going to share it with everybody. We'll make sure that everybody gets their dose.
Right? It's so valuable that people are going to be hoarding it. But don't worry, because President Trump and Fauci are going to make sure they've got a vaccine with your name on it. And I want to go back and play the rest of what he had to say about all the efforts that they're making. The billions of dollars, literally, folks, billions of dollars that they're subsidizing for these for-profit corporations. Why isn't it that Republicans are throwing up at this kind of corruption? You are subsidizing to the tune of billions of dollars accelerated research, as one of the pharmaceutical executives told his people. He said, look, we're not doing this like we normally do, product development. Don't worry about the usual testing sequences. We're not doing any of that. We're doing all this in parallel. And so don't worry about that. He said, don't worry about the cost. We have unlimited money behind all of this. You just do it as fast as possible. So we're going to throw out safety. We're going to throw out efficacy. Good, fast. Cheap? No. Only one we're worried about is fast. It's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to be good. But it is going to be fast, and we got to get this out there really fast, really fast. And so Fauci has some more to say, and I'm going to tell you what he said in another interview. Let's play the rest of that short clip from that interview.
So I don't think we're going to have a situation where one country or one organization has a vaccine that they are or are not going to share with others. I believe that there will be enough favorable responses to the large clinical trials, and that the plans now to make hundreds of millions, if not billions of doses, will actually come true. How that,
billions.
When that
Say
happens,
one for everybody.
It's very difficult to predict.
On Earth.
We're on a course right now where we believe, at least in a couple of the candidates, that when we start the phase three trial, let's say in the first week or so of July of this year,
by
the time we get to the early to mid-fall, there will be enough people accumulated in the trial and enough infections that we might have an answer by the end of this calendar year. That's for one of the candidates. There are other candidates that are ahead of that, behind that. We'll just have to wait to see what happens. But I'm cautiously optimistic, and I know that's a reasonable question that you ask. Is this one going to beat that one, or is the other one going to beat? But that's not what it is. It's a group of candidates, most of which actually have pretty good preclinical data. So we're counting on having success with more than one, we hope.
Can you believe that Trump is leaving this guy there? Can you believe that he doesn't fire him? I would grab that guy by the back of his scruffy little neck and throw him out the front door myself. And then I would get a press conference together of real scientists to talk about what this guy has done to our world, but especially to our country.
In a period of 4 months, it has devastated the whole world,
he said during a virtual press conference for the Biotechnology Innovation Organization.
And it isn't over yet,
New York Post reports. Not over yet. Yeah, he expects more than one winner in the vaccine field, because we need vaccines for the entire world.
Billions and billions of doses, he said.
Quote, unquote. This is the New York Post quoting him out of this. They need billions and billions of doses because we've got billions and billions of people worldwide. Everybody in the world going to get this shot forced on them by their governments, including the American government, because President Trump is funding this, and it's going to be there. It'll be rushed through, manufactured, 300 million doses. They've already contracted with one company, $1.2 billion to manufacture 300 million doses. And he goes on to say, very heartened by the fact that industry stepped up to the plate. The industry's not stupid. They figured it out. Yeah, they did, didn't they? They figured out how to make billions and billions of dollars, didn't they? Without any liability. So isn't that interesting? The big pharmaceutical companies can get the government, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, whether it's somebody who is a vaccine skeptic, supposedly, as candidate Trump was, they can still get them to pay for the development, then buy their product, manufacture and distribute it using the U.S. military, and they have no liability whatsoever. Yeah, the industry's not stupid. You are. You are, American people.
As much as you'd like to see fair pricing, you can't force a price.
He said companies would simply walk away if they were faced with price controls on vaccines. So there's not going to be any price control on this. No, 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 no. They get to charge whatever they want, even though they don't have any liability or development costs, right?
It's a profit-driven industry.
And it will, in good faith, make it available to those groups and countries and nations that can't really afford it very well. You're all going to get your poison. Don't worry. Don't worry. They will make sure of that. And as I said at the top of the hour, a secretly recorded meeting between the editors-in-chief of The Lancet, that is the premier medical publication in the UK, and the New England Journal of Medicine, reveal both men bemoaning the, quote, criminal influence a big pharma has on scientific research. Now, they're not even talking about the criminal influence it has on government. But we're just talking about how it corrupts scientific research. According to Philippe Douste Blase, I guess is how you pronounce this guy's name, he is France's former health minister, the 2017 candidate for WHO director, the leaked 2020 Chatham House closed door discussion. You notice how this, the Chatham House rules. That's the way Bilderberg operates. Oh, we get all these people together and we just have these nice, candid Chatham House rules, which means that you're not allowed to tell anybody about what goes on here, right? You know, they have these certain little phrases here that mean a great deal to them. Chatham House, stakeholder. When you see those two terms, you've immediately identified some global level war criminals here that we're talking about. Anyway, behind the 2020 Chatham House closed door discussion between these two publications, who both retracted papers that were favorable to big pharmaceutical companies over fraudulent data, they said, now we're not going to be able to basically, if this continues, publish any more clinical research data. Because the pharmaceutical companies are so financially powerful today and are able to use such methodologies as to make us accept papers, which are apparently methodologically perfect, but which in reality manage to conclude whatever they want them to conclude, said The Lancet's editor-in-chief, Richard Horton. And then they went on to talk about how criminal big pharmaceutical companies are. Yeah, to hit the taxpayer. We have to pay for the development and the manufacture and the distribution of our poisons. And we have to pay them. We have to pay them. The big pharmaceutical companies. And they get away with it because they finance the media.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
I've hunted a lot of big game.
at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Well, Dr. Birx, one of the two smart people, I was just playing for you what the other smart person was saying, Fauci, two smart people that advised President Trump, and he has been following their advice. And he put out the recommendations and guidelines, and all the governors, Republican or Democrat, followed their advice for a while. Some of the Republicans are now saying we're not going to do it. Even the Democrat governor in Pennsylvania, Wolf, is now being overridden by other people. Whitmer is being overridden. Judge says, stop the persecution of the 77-year-old barber. What's the matter with you? She relaxed some of the rules because they wanted to let the demonstrators loose out there. And so that basically undermined their case for doing this. But as the demonstrators are loose, some of these George Floyd protests have resulted in the destruction of testing sites for COVID-19. As a matter of fact, Dr. Birx is very upset about that. She said 70 of them have been destroyed. There you go. That's a silver lining and all this stuff. Folks, you want to stay away from the testing sites. Don't let them test you. I'm staying away from retail places, and I can avoid it where they want to take my temperature or anything else like that. It's like, I do not want to become a hunted person here. And that's exactly what they will do. You know, some of these people who have been all in on this stuff. Once they found out they were flagged because of a test, and these tests are not very accurate. But if you get flagged for this, you know, you have to go there and pay for the tests. Some of these people have gotten their bills, an $18,000 test. Now, if you got insurance, that's okay, because that just goes to the insurance company. And they kind of split it, the hospital and the insurance company, and the, you know, they split this stuff. And hospital gets its takeoff of that. They only charge you $100 for a $5 test. That's your out-of-pocket. And they got to do that multiple times. And then you get on a list, and then you get the police state starting to track you everywhere you go. So maybe the fact that 70 of these sites have been destroyed is a really good thing. And I guess saying something like that puts me on the list, according to Insider.com. People who ignore social distancing rules may have psychopathic personality traits. This is interesting. We keep seeing this accusation of people, like Scott Adams said, it's harder and harder to tell these freedom lovers from sociopaths, right? And now you got the psychologist saying that as well. Psychopathic traits, things like meanness and a lack of restraint. you know, they've called people like me, they got a condition for people like me. And it is opposition defiance disorder. Odd. We're odd, right? they forced that acronym. You're an odd guy. We're going to get you. We're going to red flag you, right? That's what they're doing with guns, right? This is all coming together, isn't it? It's a convergence of all of the dreams and schemes of the social engineers and the globalist controllers. Yeah, we can take your gun and we'll do the due process later, said President Trump. And they ran with that, just like they ran with his other guidelines and recommendations to lock us down. And let me tell you, they're going to, it's an old tactic, all of these totalitarian regimes, and that's where we're headed. Totalitarian regimes always like to diagnose you as dangerous, psychologically dangerous. Why? Because, you know, you oppose them. And the joke in the Soviet Union was, well, if you oppose Stalin, you're obviously not there altogether, because you know he's going to kill you, right? And so that's where they're headed. So anybody who doesn't practice their ridiculous rules, if you don't hop on one foot, put a blindfold on your face and a mask over your mouth, if you don't do that, you're obviously have psychopathic, sociopathic tendencies. And when Scott Adams said that, he was ahead of his time, wasn't he? No. That's the way they all think. That's why I said it's getting harder and harder to tell the pragmatists from the totalitarians, because that's where this is headed, folks. That's where this is headed. As Max Slavo on Zero Hedge said, yes, you can be against police brutality and against looting and rioting at the same time. Yeah, you can. Isn't it interesting how we're not allowed to have both of those positions? You got to pick one or the other, right? You got to say, well, you know, give the police more money, or you are embracing police brutality, right? If you don't say that, well, I think that basically we ought to have the police reform, but that's not what they're calling for, with the defunding of the police. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Seattle as well. But he pointed out the mainstream media, those who are still stuck in the left-right paradigm, want you to choose a side. You got to either jump in with police brutality or support looting, right? We can't have police reform, and we can't have peaceful protests. No. No. Those are not the two choices. I'm giving you two choices here. You know, here's CNN's choice and Fox News's choice. Now you pick. Which one of those you're going to do? No other choices are allowed. To take a look at what is happening as we look at this, I call it monumental stupidity, but it's really anarchy that is being foisted upon us here. Look at what is happening in the universities. University of Chicago, an economist is talking about, and this is somebody who actually supported Black Lives Matter, and was really down with, you know, all of this critical race theory stuff. And so he was all about critical race theory, but he said, you're delegitimizing your movement. You've torpedoed yourself with this violence. And because of that, his colleagues there at the University of Chicago, they have demanded that he be forced to resign because they said he has trivialized the movement. So he trivialized it, and they didn't do anything wrong. You know, just don't say anything at all about the violence or the rioting. No, nothing at all. And if you do, then you should be purged. In UCLA, a professor has been placed on leave after refusing to postpone exams for black students. Why? Because, you know, there is such a thing, I guess, as black privilege. And you shouldn't have to be bothered with any exams because you're black. You should offer a universal passing grade to black students in response to the death of George Floyd. There you go. You get a free pass. De Blasio's daughter, who was arrested, she's out there very angry that she was arrested. You know, De Blasio married a black woman, and so his daughter, Chiara, is half black and half white. And so she confronted her father about his white privilege. She doesn't have any white privilege? She doesn't have any political privilege, you don't think? What's going on with this? I mean, just like Obama, right? Obama's got a black father. We're not really sure who it is. We've got some good ideas that it's not who he said it was. But he's got a black father and a white mother. White CIA mother, by the way. CIA family. And part of the royalty of the CIA. As a matter of fact, the people who raised him. But that's another. But nevertheless, Obama is half white and half black. But that makes him all black, I guess. And that, I've talked about this when they talk about reparations before. How does this work? Since there's been so much mixture in America, how do we go back and trace everybody's lineage here, right? I mean, do the people who are, say that they are descendants of Jefferson, if they're descendants of Jefferson, do they get excluded? Do they have to pay reparations to other people who are mostly black? Or do they get reparations? Does she get reparations? Does Obama, who is half black, does he get reparations? Does he get half the amount? Do his daughters get, what, three quarters of the usual amount given to everybody? She would talk to me about my own white privilege, and she's usually right, said the the beta male, De Blasio. Yeah, this is the absurdity of all this stuff, folks. It never ends. It never ends. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk about what is happening across the board and what is happening in Seattle as they roll out their next phase, the anarchy phase, in the same place that they rolled out the lockdown. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The
panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, who is making the rules? And do they have to obey the rules? If they make the rules, do they have to obey the Constitution they swore to uphold? Do they have to obey contracts, legal contracts? Well, apparently not. If they can make the rules, they can break the rules. Yeah, you have Governor Northam, the guy who says that it's fine to take newborn babies that survive the caustic chemicals designed to burn them. They survive having limbs pulled off, and they're old enough to be able to survive on their own. It's okay to set them off to the side and let them die. The guy who posed in blackface or in a Ku Klux Klan hood, I'm not sure which of the two it is. I call him Governor Coonman. Maybe he was the guy in blackface. But he's now out there virtue signaling by tearing down the statue of Robert E. Lee, or wanting to at least. It turns out that there is a deed going back to 1890, and the deed gave Virginia control of the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond. They have a Monument Avenue down the down Richmond, and they have very beautiful monuments. They used to be a lot more beautiful than they are now, because I just see writ scribbled all over it, FFFFFF. You know, these people who do nothing but destroy. They don't even have a vocabulary. The only word they know is one four-letter word. Pathetic. Pathetic. They've been deliberately dumbed down. They've been propagandized in the so-called schools. And they're now just spewing out their agitprop, agitation and propaganda. But anyway, that is a beautiful drive if you've ever been there. We have. We've visited Richmond. We've done many times when I lived in North Carolina. We would go up to Civil War battle sites. I called it the Tragical History Tour in deference to the Beatles. But we would go up there and take a look at the tragedy of the Civil War. Going back to this story here, under the terms of the 1890 agreement and a legislature-approved resolution, the state is supposed to consider the monument and the area around it perpetually sacred and faithfully guard it and affectionately protect it, unquote. Nevertheless, on Monday, the Virginia Department of General Services inspected the statue to see how they're going to take it down. They said, yeah, it weighs about 12 tons. It stands 21 feet tall and it's been on a 40-foot pedestal for 130 years. So we have to do a lot of planning about how we're going to destroy this. They would never be able to build anything beautiful. We're not going to see anybody with the character of Robert E. Lee anywhere near government in Virginia again, apparently. But it is going to be easier for them to take it down than it was for somebody to put it up there. I wonder how these people are able to do that, you know, 130 years ago. How were they able to get 12 tons up there? They didn't have the kind of power equipment we have now. I don't know. Maybe they were smarter. You think? Northam said, think about the message this sends to people coming from around the world to visit the capital city, one of the largest states in our country, or to young children. Yeah, we just can't have somebody of the character of Robert E. Lee. Let me play for you a clip of what Eisenhower had to say about Robert E. Lee. He was asked by this is in the context for this, is he was asked by the reporters, since he's from Gettysburg, he grew up in Gettysburg. So what did you think about Robert E. Lee, and was he a good general? They brought that up in context of a press conference, and he kind of laughed, and he had this to say, video clip 5.
I think there are a good many of you people here, both photographers and representatives of the press, have been going into my office for the past 4.5 years, occasionally. No doubt you've noticed that on the walls there are the prints of 4 men. Men that I consider, in my book, are about the 4 top Americans of the past. They are Franklin, Washington, Lincoln, and Lee. And anybody, whoever tries to put me in any other relationship with respect to General Lee is mistaken.
Okay, he said there's 4 portraits in his office of great Americans. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Robert E. Lee. Now, this is Eisenhower. This is a guy who used federal troops to desegregate. Is he a racist? How does that fit? See, the problem is that we've got a lot of people who want to, and this is the amazing hypocrisy of all this in my, of course, I'm not aware of it, so maybe I guess we could say it's irony. These people who say, get rid of your binary thinking. We are non-binary when it comes to sexual stuff, right? No. They can't look at genitalia and gender. They reject the idea of male or female. So it's not biological. It's not binary. It's not objective. It's subjective, right? And they are non-binary, except when it comes to everything else in life. Everything else in life. Every evaluation of a person, of a culture, of a society, of a system, of Western civilization. Oh, that's binary. It's either 1 or 0. You're either totally good or you're totally evil. Unless you're talking about one of their icons, like Mao or Castro. There is nothing bad about it. Or Stalin or Lenin or Marx. No. They had no character defects at all. See, the reality is that these people don't understand is that we don't live in a binary world, except when it comes to gender. That's the one thing they reject. No. We live in an analog world. And so each and every one of us are members of a fallen human race. Each and every one of us has good and evil to a varying degree. Nobody, none are good. No one is good. And you better grow up and understand that. And we better understand the tactics that they're using to purge Western civilization. They reject the idea of human nature. They think that humans are basically good. At least their people are, right? And this binary standard, of course, does not apply to them or to their heroes or to their systems that they want to impose on you. Oh, no, socialism's never been tried. It just exists in this pure theory. No, it has been tried. And we've seen it. Centralized planning and concentration of power, transfer of wealth, we've seen that. We've seen it in East and West Germany. We continue to see it in North and South Korea. Same people, same culture, same abilities, different system. And so when they look at this, and you go back and you understand where this is all coming from, it's coming from their educational system. That's why I've talked so many times about Sokhban Berkovich, the Harvard mentor of Pete Buttigieg. And he focused all of his, everything that he did, Sokhban Berkovich. Again, he changed his name to honor Sacco and Vanzetti. And everything that he wrote was to deconstruct and to criticize and to hopefully destroy America, tracing all of its problems back to its Christian roots. But see, Christians understand that each and every one of us has and will always in this life continue to have both good and evil components. So you look at what is good and bad in history, you throw the one away and you take the other one. You don't just eradicate it. Anybody that does anything else has a different agenda. They're just trying to destroy what you have so they can impose and take what you have and impose their system. That's what this cancel culture is really about. And it's all based on critical race theory. There's an excellent article from the Abbeville Institute talking about that very thing. Critical race theory. The idea that historic white racism and oppression, systemic white privilege and supremacy are inseparably integral to Western Christian society. See, once it's in the leaders, this cancer just contaminates everything. That's why they're coming after Christopher Columbus, coming after Abraham Lincoln, all of Western society, all of Western civilization, even in the UK, coming after Churchill, coming after Gandhi, anybody that touches Western civilization, these people have to eradicate it. And that truly is the agenda. This is not about making people better. This is not about creating a better system. This is simply about destroying what we have. Folks, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about the culture, the state, the statues, the forts, and then we're going to talk about the Pentagon coup. You might be surprised to find out just how involved these people are and how they have done this all before. Now those tools are coming home to America. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off many of our most popular products, things like Super Male Vitality, our all-natural sleep aid knockout, Brain Force, my favorite supplement, helps me to focus in the mornings, Selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium. It's non-GMO, made in America, organic, the best source of selenium you're going to find. All of these products, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look before they're gone. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm going to talk about the movements to destroy our culture, rename forts, tear down statues, and really to tear down Western civilization when we come back. And we'll talk about the people who are really behind this and the plan that they have used many times, the playbook that they have used in other countries, and what is going to happen. Another part of this is a shoe that has not dropped yet. And that is going to be the rolling economic issues. You know, the Federal Reserve created a massive bubble. And just as Fauci is saying, you know, oh, the damage that's been done by this virus worldwide is just unbelievable. No, people like him, he and the World Health Organization, the ones that are doing the damage, and China. We'll talk about that coming up. But at the top of the hour here, though, I want to give you some news. As a Gateway pundit is pointing out, so 2 weeks ago, they pointed out that Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, you know, the police officer and George Floyd, both worked at the same South Minneapolis club as security guards up until the end of last year. On Tuesday, CBS News reported that according to a former nightclub co-worker, the two men bumped heads at the nightclub frequently and that the killing might be personal. It appears that there was a grudge between the two who both worked at that nightclub. And Floyd's family had said, oh, yes, he knows George Floyd, knows him very well. So that is an interesting development in that. But as we look at what this is, how this is being used, again, is this black and white? No, it isn't. And I pointed that out as soon as they started making this a national story. I said, look, we've got a lot of different cases. And I've always talked about this, where you have excessive use of police force. They're cherry picking this because they want to start a race war. And they're pretty far along now with that. But it turns out that it didn't even have anything to do necessarily with the police system. Of course, there were three other people who stood by and didn't stop that. But if you want to really take a look at what is the core behind this, it's not the racism. It's the drug war. That is what is really fueling this. And of course, along with the prohibition of drugs, which is fueling the militarization of the police, having the police go to war with the American people, training them that that is the way that they should operate. They're now adding more things to be prohibited. I mean, not just opening up your business when they say you've got to close down your business. No, no, no. Things that are centering around guns. We have the California Attorney General is publicly patting himself on the back, writes Reason Magazine, over raids and arrests resulting from failed background checks for people trying to buy ammunition. Ammunition. Because now you're supposed to have a background check for ammunition in California. And they say this is also, these raids are dangerous given the unreliability of the state records and the frequency with which innocent Californians are wrongly tagged as being prohibited persons. So you've had a lot of people who've been killed by the police. When we talk about things that have gone wrong and brutality, key amongst those, as Rand Paul pointed out, are these no-knock drug raids, SWAT teams, that are a hallmark of the war on drugs. And now they're extending that to people trying to buy ammunition without their permission. Javier Becerra, the Attorney General in California, breathlessly announced 12 operations throughout the state where special agents with the California Department of Justice seized dozens of firearms, tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition, ghost guns, assault weapons, and drugs over the last month. This kind of insanity, which we tried once with alcohol prohibition, and gave up on it, but now this one's been going on for nearly 50 years. It's destroying our society. It's already destroyed the Constitution. It's corrupted the police and politicians, and now they're extending it to guns as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. the first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
A couple of days ago, I talked about the political history of Antifa and of Black Lives Matter. Going back to show you the German origins of Antifa, its Marxist connections, its Soviet connections, I should say. Also talking about the connections going back to Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground, white skin privilege, and so forth. Let's take a little bit of time and look at the academic background of all this. And again, this is taken from a piece that was written by the, let me get the title, it's the Abbeville Institute, and they were responding to an op-ed piece that was on the Raleigh News and Observer, where we used to live a couple of years ago. They were talking about critical race theory, which is the underpinning of the agitprop that is sold to your kids if you put them in college. The idea that historic white racism and oppression is and systemic white privilege and supremacy are inseparable from Western civilization, Western Christian society, because they have to eradicate Christianity as well. That's part of what is going to be eradicated. That's one of the reasons why you have so many of these Democrat governors focus so heavily on shutting down the churches. Anything can be open, but the last thing is going to be churches. And as you saw in Canada, they said, well, I don't think we're ever going to let churches meet more than 100 people in them. When you let them establish that kind of authority, that's why we had the revolt on the tax on tea. It wasn't that they recognized that taxation is theft. It was that they were going to be have some say-so in what was going to be taxed and the level of taxation, and they were excluded from that. So they had taxation without representation. It wasn't taxation itself that they objected to. And now we have both taxation and regulation without representation, because the regulation is being created by these unelected bureaucrats. The Congress, instead of writing laws, we'll create agencies, and then they will turn over vast areas of our lives to be regulated by those agencies. And those agencies will not only write rules and regulations, and they will pretend that you don't have any due process, you don't have any presumption of innocence, you don't have any protection against excessive fines, all those things listed in the Bill of Rights, they just throw them out because these are not laws, they're rules. It's the same kind of semantic nonsense that they applied with this lockdown. And so many of you conservative Republicans who write me about this, you're criticizing President Trump. You're damn right I'm criticizing him, because he pushed this same BS about rules and regulations and recommendations and guidelines. Like, well, it's not me. It's not. I didn't do it. The bureaucracy was telling people to do it. Yeah, I've seen this game before. It's just like the old shell game they play about private corporations limiting your speech. I've seen that played for decades. I've seen them use that to exclude third parties and independents from any kind of debate, because the debates are being run by the private press association in the state. Oh, well, it's a private organization, and they're running the debates, and so they can include whoever they want. And guess what? They're going to include us, because we're all buddies. Chatham House rules, you know, stakeholders, all that. jolly good show. Anyway, getting back to that, I'm getting down on a going down a rabbit trail here. And getting back to critical race theory, it inevitably leads to the understanding that at its base, Western society is inflexibly prejudiced, and that the received structures that we get from it, legal framework, our mores, our morals, our societal usages of Western society, all require radical restructuring, radical reconstruction. Isn't it interesting? The radical reconstruction. That also goes back to our first Civil War. We're about to have another one because we didn't learn anything about that first Civil War. CRT dictates a kind of totalitarianism academically and culturally. And we were just talking about that. You got professors at UCLA, professor being demands for him to be removed because he didn't say all black students are exempted from exams. Really? Doesn't that sound kind of racist to you? Everybody else, you know, white, Asian, Hispanic. Oh, you've all got to do the black students. No, no, no. You don't have to do that. And then you've got the other professor in Chicago who supports Black Lives Matter. And he was upset about the fact that, hey, you're discrediting yourself by using violence. Purge him. Purge him. Right? The totalitarian people who are purging other people who question violence. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. Right? And these people are the radical purgers. So it dictates a kind of totalitarianism, since the white oppressors, by definition, are evil incarnate. In fact, they deserve no respect. They deserve no real consideration. They have oppressed downtrodden people of the third world for centuries, and they must be made to give way, to cede their power and authority, to continually grovel, and to apologize profusely for their past sins, which can never be fully expiated. That's right. So it now dominates all of our national conversations about race and racism. And where is it coming from? It's coming from academia. Where did Bill Ayers go? To academia. So he could push this type of stuff. He has a very important role to play in all this, but it's not just one man. This whole thing has been brought together. And as I was talking about the background of these organizations and how I've seen this play out in decades over my life, going back to college, you know, 40 plus years ago, the Black Student Union and the Gay Pride Movement taking over student government, both of them Marxists, both of them thieves. They were caught embezzling because ultimately they fit together. As I point out here, it's not just critical race theory. It's also radical feminism, gender studies. Also talking about the role and rights of women in our society, denying the historic and natural roles of men and of women. The two of them are natural allies. They want to overthrow everything in the system, to level it. Both national parties are now bought into this template. The Democrats fully embrace it now as their governing narrative. The Republicans, while often restless or hesitant about its more radical manifestations, still acknowledge de facto its significance and power, and normally do not challenge its intellectual hegemony and its control in society. Do you understand that? As I've said many times, the Democrats are full-on Marxists, and they are embracing these Marxist ideologies. Now, the Republicans, on the other hand, are basically where the Democrats were 30, 40 years ago. They accept radical feminism. They accept critical race theory. They will not challenge it. They will not challenge its domination of academia, its domination of the media and the news. They will not challenge it. This is what we have to have in leaders. This is the failure of Trump. He passively, aggressively will challenge these things with a comment here, a comment there. But he actually will not take it on and do something about it. And if you are passive about this, if you will not stand up and directly take it on and deconstruct it yourself, it's going to continue to grow. And that's why we have this ratcheting effect. The Republicans are basically unwilling or unable to challenge these narratives And all they are able to do is say, all right, we're going to go, we've gone this far, but we're not going to go any further. So it's a ratcheting effect because the Democrats will always push you further. So this is the actual basis for the unbridled and frenzied hatred of Confederate monuments, the conjuncture of critical race theory with cultural Marxist theory about culture. It is a multifaceted revolution against both God and man, against the very laws of God-given nature. As William Butler Yeats pointed out, they say the rough beast. Certainly, it must be met in a spiritual battle, but it must also be opposed practically on every front with resolution and intelligence. And that means rigorous educational reform. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we look at the insanity of many of the millennials. The epitome of that is, of course, AOC. Talking about how they've only got 12 years to live and so forth. They've been trained their entire life. They spent most of their life in government institution that we call government school. And that has become their core belief. They sincerely believe that. They sincerely believe that the world is melting down. Now, most of us did not. But they have this core that's been activated by college and by K through 12. And even though we weren't buying that narrative, they were able to put together a coherent program. And then at the last minute, just pull out that justification and insert an invisible new virus. And then everybody pretty much went for that. And so what I see happening here with this critical race theory, yeah, they are creating division. The open borders are really about that as well. And we got an article at Infowars.com, Steve Watson, talking about while you have travel restrictions on Germans and they can't leave, there's no restrictions on bringing people in from third world countries at all. None at all. And so we understand that they have been working on this for quite some time. They want to create vast and rapidly do it so that people don't blend in with the existing culture, what we call assimilate, right? You don't want to have a melting pot. You want to have distinct groups that keep their cultural areas together and large numbers so that you can then have a divided population that will fight each other. And it's very easy then to find things that you can have them fighting each other over. When we look at the plan and how this is now, this race war is ramping up, they could continue to go on with this, but I think they're also going to, the next phase of this is going to be to pull the rug out from under us financially, even more so than they have with the lockdown. And then things are really going to hit the fan. It is vital for us to understand what is happening with this so we can start to pull this back and keep them from pulling all these different strings. I'm talking about critical race theory to try to talk this thing down. People understand the lies involved in this. And it's not people of my generation. We didn't grow up with this propaganda. But we grew up with a different set of propaganda, which is also going to be exploited. And we need to rethink that as well. The bottom line is from this article from the Abbeville Institute, they're saying that there is an unchallenged institutional hegemony. Not even the Republicans will challenge it. They might not want to accept all of its full implications. They'll be slow walking it. But you've seen Pence and you've seen all these different Republican figures pretty much, except for Trump. I give Trump credit for hanging in there tough and not buying into this, not being shamed into this. That was one of the things that gave me high expectations for Trump, the very fact that he would confront this political correctness in the sense that he would not bow to it. But he hasn't put anybody around him that, and he doesn't do it himself, directly confront these assumptions that it's based on. We have to attack the foundations of this lie. And that means that we've got to have educational reform. First thing it means is you don't turn your kids over to these people to be propagandized, to be turned into Antifa radicals on the streets, or even to accept tacitly a lot of the fundamental tenets there without any kind of pushback. So that means that as you've had an experience forced upon you to homeschool, make sure that you understand what your kids are being taught. Take that into your own control. Teach your values. Make sure they understand your values, not the propaganda that they're being put into. And it's going to require a new moral foundation. What they're trying to do again, is to taint everyone and everything with slavery and to pretend that it's only Western civilization that is tainted with slavery. This is why you see them coming after Christopher Columbus everywhere. It's not as if the Native American Indians didn't have slavery and war. Oh, they did. It's not like the Africans did not have slavery and war. They did too. As a matter of fact, you had Africans who captured other Africans, turned them over to Muslim slave traders, and then they turned them over to the British capitalists who made a lot of money selling them around and so forth. Every culture was involved in that system. Every culture. Every culture throughout history has had slavery as part of it. If you care about Black Lives Matter, why are they silent about the slavery that continues in Africa today? I mean, you've got, in the wake of our failed foreign policy in Libya, where we went in and destroyed that society, we now have literal slave markets, black people being sold like they were in the past because of the radical destruction of anything that represented civilization there. And I mean, Muammar Gaddafi is not much of a beacon or an example of civilization, but it was better than what they've got now. They've created total anarchy, and in that place, now you have literal slave markets going on there. Why don't they, if Black Lives Matter, why don't they do something about the genocide at Planned Parenthood? And of course they don't. That's been focused on that. If we go back and we take a look at some of the propaganda that our generation was fed, you know, we need to go back and look at that as well. You know, we were told to accept the idea that we should be worshiping the omnipotent state, essentially. That is an idea that goes back to the original Civil War and the aftermath of that. You had the Union veterans who created the Grand Army of the Republic, and they really pushed hard for government schools. You had people like R.L. Dabney in the South who said government schools are going to be the death of this society, and they're going to be the death of Christianity in America, because there is no such thing as a neutral, secular education. Somebody's values are going to be taught. And he pointed out right after the Civil War, he said, yeah, it's going to be secular humanism. As a matter of fact, he believed that the root cause of the Civil War were the radicals that came out of the Massachusetts government schools. They were the first ones to have government schools. They were radical in the sense that they would not allow anything other than an immediate destructuring of society. In other words, gradual change and reform was not on the table, just like we're seeing now with the defund the police movement. And that he identified as coming out of the schools there. But the Grand Army of the Republic, as they began putting in government schools everywhere, one of the things that they wanted to make sure was that young children would do a Pledge of Allegiance. And a lot of people in my generation believe that the Pledge of Allegiance, no longer taught in schools, is a key part of the erosion of our society. I don't see it that way, because I understand its original purpose. You know, the original purpose of the Pledge of Allegiance, they did not have under God. That was not added until the 1950s. And the original one, it was pledging allegiance to a flag, not to the Constitution, not to the Bill of Rights, to a flag and a government that was indivisible. And it was done with the arm held straight out, palm down. They changed it to hand over heart because the Nazis started doing that. And you take out under God and it sounds like a Nazi pledge.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Turbo Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
You know, Germany is really upset that America is going to be withdrawing troops. President Trump has talked about drawing down 9,500 troops from Germany, said a senior U.S. official on Friday. And you had a spokesperson for Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives said this is completely unacceptable. Especially since nobody in Washington thought about informing its NATO ally Germany in advance. So they're very upset about that. We had, as a part of the Marshall Plan, you know, we helped to rebuild Germany after the war. But, you know, we also put forts there. And we also put forts in Japan, helped to rebuild them as well. It's something that the U.S. has done after each of its wars, to try to make sure that they're on the spot and they aren't going to have these people rise up again. That's one of the reasons why we have so many forts throughout the South. Same policy. The difference was that they decided that although they had a Marshall Plan of sorts, they spelled that Marshall Plan M-A-R-T-I-A-L. It wasn't named after George Marshall. No, it was Marshall Law. It's called Reconstruction. It's part of the redacted history of America. And when you look at what is happening here with the forts and what is happening with the culture, frankly, the reason that they used Confederate generals' names was to try to soften what they were really doing. It was really an occupation force. Going back to everything that was imposed by the Grand Army of the Republic and so forth, and you now have Lee being vilified, the Atlantic, of course, same people were telling us a couple of weeks ago how we needed to have full-on surveillance like the Japanese did, the Chinese are doing, because we've got to protect everybody from the coronavirus, and it's a good thing, and we need to copy all of these authoritarian policies of China and so forth. The Atlantic has gone full authoritarian left. And so they had an article, it was up on the Drudge Report, talking about, General Lee, he wasn't all so great. As a matter of fact, everybody talks about how he was a great general and so forth, but, he chose to fight a conventional war. Well, that's one of the reasons why he was honored by North and South after the war. Because at the end of the war, he basically just had enough of the killing. He could have continued it as a guerrilla war, as an asymmetric war, but he chose not to. And I want to ask you, when you look at the history of asymmetric warfare that we've had in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and all these different places, even the Vietnam War, there really wasn't a will to win there. But what would that look like, right? You have to win the hearts and minds. You've got to rebuild the society and so forth. Do you think they would have been able to do that, even with their massive superiority and conventional weapons throughout the South? With that technology, no way they would have. It would have been a bloody situation. That's why we talk about not having that mistake again. And one of the reasons that Lee was honored, North and South, was because he chose not to disperse and fight a guerrilla warfare, an asymmetric war. He could have done that. I mean, that had already been done in Kansas, right, on both sides. And they knew what that looked like. You can win a war like that, but you may not have a society that is of any value after it's over. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. It is a mutually assured destruction, just as certainly as nuclear weapons. And he was not willing to do the nuclear option. And so he's being vilified by the Atlantic and others. Oh, he wasn't really much of a general. No, he was a Christian. And they fought a conventional war, because they were fighting, not as Lincoln characterized it, as disorganized groups of rebels throughout the South. No, they were very careful to make sure that they had legitimate authority and that they fought them even if it wasn't to their advantage. It was more of a guerrilla warfare between the American Revolutionary Forces and the British than it was during the Civil War. They probably would have succeeded ultimately. But instead, they chose to do it straight up. That was the way that they fought it. When we look at this, though, the way that the left is operating, as I said, it's a binary worldview. If they can find something about you that they don't like, and of course, slavery was wrong. There's no excusing slavery. But there were a lot of people who fought, who were fighting to defend their homes from Northern aggression. And they didn't own slaves. And the statues to those soldiers are being torn down everywhere. Places where I used to live. Statues to ordinary common soldiers. Yeah, rich man's war, poor man's fight. Those people were fighting for their homes. They were not called bigots. They were not called racists. They were called secessionists. They were called rebels by their opponents. They were angry because they had seceded. They weren't trying to purge their racism. They were not even really, they weren't concerned about any of that. I mean, the same guy who destroyed Shenandoah Valley, Sheridan, went out to out west to fight the Indians. He said the only good Indian is a dead Indian. After he'd said the only way that a crow is going to get from one end of the Shenandoah Valley to the other, after I burn it to a crisp, that area that was really kind of the breadbasket of that area, he said, said that about Indians. You can take a look at what Sherman did. You can take a look at what Butler did in New Orleans, the Beast of New Orleans. Said it was fair game to grab any Southern women and rape them. These are the types of things that are not taught in history. This is the kind of history that doesn't fit into their binary world. They're very selective about who they come after. And if they can find one thing about somebody or one thing about the society, they throw everything out. You know, the South was right about the corrupting influence of the centralization of power. Is there any question about that now? Everything that they said would happen if all power was concentrated and put, instead of having different spheres of power, if it was all concentrated in a top-down manner, that has all come true. They were right about the ideas of self-governance that began this country. They were right about the dangers of consolidation or concentration of power. But no, we throw all of that out because this is about changing the culture. You know, we look at NASCAR. We've got one individual who, and NASCAR is now saying that the Confederate flag runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans. Now, in the name of inclusivity, they're going to now be banning fans who choose to have that symbol. It means a different thing to different people. Some people understand some of the things that I just mentioned, the fact that they were fighting to defend their homes. They were fighting for self-governance. They were fighting the consolidation of political power. But you got one guy, the only black driver in NASCAR. He calls himself Bubba. Now, is that cultural misappropriation? I mean, here's, to me, that's about as disingenuous as Nancy Pelosi wearing a kente thing. But anyway, if he wants to call himself Bubba, that's fine. But NPR said he made an effort to educate himself on what the flag signifies for many people. Well, maybe, you know, we're going to have to start banning crosses as well because the KKK has misappropriated crosses just like they misappropriated the Confederate battle flag. So maybe now we start to ban crosses as well, right? And so they're going to ban it from all their races and their properties. They're going to finish what Nikki Haley started. But they are going to allow drivers like Bubba Wallace, they're going to allow them to do protests during the national anthem. But if you want to bring your Confederate flag and protest their protests, that's not going to be allowed. Not in the name of inclusivity. That's right. You had one NASCAR official, Kirk Price, knelt during the invocation and raised a fist. Now that's going to be fine, but don't you raise a fist while you're holding a Confederate flag because that's not going to be inclusive enough. This is inclusive if you come after the American flag. But the people who don't like the Confederate flag also don't like the American flag. Isn't that funny? They're also defacing Lincoln's monuments, too.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
December 15, 1939. That was when that movie came out. You know, it was very significant. It was a product of its time, as HBO said. And they may be more right about that than they realize. Not because of the immediate subject matter, but because of the time that it came out, December 15, 1939. What had happened just a couple of months earlier? The end of September. So here this is, 2.5 months, September the 29th, 1939. The Nazis invaded Poland and World War II was on. So here they are. This movie hits about the Civil War, about the destruction of a society, and everybody in America, North and South, were projecting, looking at that and saying, you know, we have this, you know, our normal way of life that we're living. And it may be completely eradicated. And that was one of the things that made that so powerful to people at that time. Because they could very easily see that happening. Nobody realized at the time, nobody believed, really, frankly, that it was going to be limited to Europe alone. And so just 2.5 months into the beginning of World War II, that came out. It really was a product of its time. And now it is also a product of its time. Has now become yet another example of the cultural revolution that is taking place here as we have an internal enemy, a domestic enemy, beginning, and it is a world war as well as a civil war. This is happening worldwide. Everything that happens here in America, I mean, they've got people tearing down statues all over the world now and doing Black Lives Matter imitations all over the world. Just like everybody locked down all over the world over a virus that they didn't know anything about, and now we find out that it wasn't anywhere close to what they were saying. So they've been able to, in just 3 months, the global press and their monopoly of propaganda has been able to create two massive changes to our society. And they're now trying to make these changes permanent. The fear that they are engendering with everybody is also very relevant. And that is one of the things that's going to be driving these movements as we move forward. So as a result, as we point out on Infowars.com, they've had a Gone with the Wind sellout at Amazon. Both DVDs and Blu-ray discs were sold out. HBO is not going to bring it back until they can do it with a discussion of its historical context. They're going to deconstruct it. They'll get some liberal university professors to tell you everything that was wrong with it. You know, a lot has been said about Hattie McDaniel, who won an Oscar, the first time a black had won an Oscar. And so that's being erased, right? But when I look at it and I see Hattie McDaniel, she was able to succeed in a system that was stacked against her. She did not tear down the system. She overcame the system. And to me, that's as important for these people to erase as anything else. The idea that you are helpless, that you are hopelessly oppressed, that no matter what you do, and no matter how things change, you can never get ahead. And Hattie McDaniel showed just the opposite, didn't she? No matter how it was stacked against her, she came out on top. And then she bought a big mansion in L.A. They said, no, we don't want any black people in this area. And she fought them and won. But, you know, where do we stop with this? I think that is the lesson. When we look at the lesson today for Gone with the Wind, they don't want you to see that. And you better understand that the society that we have is teetering on the brink, as certainly as society was teetering on the brink in 1939, as we were fighting those authoritarian fascists, as they were putting their imprimatur on everything. You know, we go back and take a look really at NASCAR again. They're talking about how they're going to take the knee during the national anthem. They're going to eradicate the Confederate flag, which is a very important part of history. People who are fighting for their lives, fighting for their independence, fighting for a constitutional government that had divided power instead of consolidation. No. We're going to ignore all of that. And we're going to only focus on the bad part of the Confederacy that some people had. Not everybody who was fighting had slaves. It was a minority of the people who had slaves. And at the same time, all these people say, well, you know, they were bad, but we're not going to honor the people. If they were bad and the North defeated them, then the North should be heroes. So why are you defacing Lincoln statues and Grant statues? And why are you disrespecting the American flag? See, it isn't about any of that. None of that is what this is about. They're not being honest with you. Again, this is a radical Marxist program. The racism, the feminism, are just, and the radical LGBT movement, that is just a beard that they use to pull people in. Just as the communists would say, you know, we're going to give to everybody according to their need, take from you according to your ability. No. They're going to take everything that you've got. You're going to have nothing left. Nothing at all. And so as they're talking about taking the knee, Bubba Wallace, the only black a driver for NASCAR, who has now demanded that they eradicate the Confederate flag, said, if I'd seen Kirk Price kneeling and raising a fist, if I'd seen it, I would have been there and I'd stood next to him and kneeled next to him because it's such a powerful move. No, it isn't a powerful move. It's a weak move to take the knee. It is a sign of submission. Larry Pinkney talked about that. You know, he said, what are you talking about taking a knee? You know, he was with the original Black Panthers. He said, we don't take a knee to anybody. I don't take a knee to anybody. You had Obama bowing to people. We criticize him for that. No, it's a sign of weakness to take a knee. Now, these people, this is I'm not even going to get on that again. No, you know, when you look at NASCAR, these people, NASCAR doesn't really even know its audience, do they? You know, you've got these, the history of its people. The General Lee, just play the General Lee thing. Just remind people what this is. This is not going to be allowed, I'm sure. Video clip number 6. You guys got that? Yeah, remember this? Now, see, that would be ejected. I wonder if you show up at a tailgate party and you've got General Lee Horn. What happens if you blow that horn? Are they going to call the police on you or something? You know, they don't even know who their audience is. You know how NASCAR started? It was drivers who were running alcohol during Prohibition. That's how they learned to drive that well in the backwoods. And it was resisting the original Prohibition, even though it was done constitutionally. They were resisting the original Prohibition. Now we got the war on drugs. No, they're taking down statues everywhere, and sometimes you get hoisted by your own petard, don't you? We've got a protester taking down a Confederate statue. Let's play video clip number 8, one of Richmond's statues. This is one of Jefferson Davis as he's pulling it down. He gets severely injured. Let's play video clip number 8. Yay! His skull was actually showing, they said. Yeah, that numbskull. As a matter of fact, we got one guy talking about a video clip number 7. We have an eyewitness talking about how the numbskull actually pulled the statue down on himself. Video clip number 7.
All right, what did you see?
We witnessed taking down the monument, the Confederate monument, and there was an individual in the front. They were pulling on a cord, and they had been working at the legs for some time. They had been trying to get it down, and then there was a gentleman who was directly in front of the statue, and when the statue finally did get away, it came and fully hit him in the head, and we could see that his skull was actually showing. He was convulsing on the ground. He lost.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Really, so sorry to hear that. Folks, we got to take a break real quickly before we do. Just to remind you some of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, nascent iodine in a spray form. This is the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, but now it's available in a spray form, a nasal spray. It's available for a limited introductory price of 33% off. We also have the 8-pack power stack, now 70% off. And if you want to get storable food, we never know what is going to be happening. I mean, we're still having difficulty. If you've noticed, you go to the grocery stores, you still see shortages. If you want to make sure you're not going to have any shortages as this continues and escalates, order your storable food. Right now, we're down to an average of 4 weeks out to fill those orders for storable food, InfoWarsStore.com.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Gerald Slinty. We're also going to talk about the Pentagon's fingerprints and what we see happening here in the U.S. If it's not their fingerprints, folks, it certainly is their playbook. We've seen this, movie before many times. But before we leave the monumental stupidity, we have, as Breitbart points out, a wealthy, Oxford-educated, American-born museum curator has been advising Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters on Twitter how they can permanently damage bronze statues using corrosive chemicals. Madeline Odent, curator of the Royston Museum in Hertfordshire in England's East, has been using her art conservation knowledge to advise the mob on how best to harm what she calls, quote, memorials of genocidal racists. And she told her 5,000 followers, she said, it's honestly fine to throw paint on memorials of genocidal racists. Paint is pretty easy to clean off, however. What would be an absolute shame is if people were to throw certain common household items that can cause irreversible bronze disease. And, of course, this is a very privileged, wealthy liberal. Married to a millionaire French banker. She says, yes, it can be removed, but the chemical needed is super carcinogenic, so it rarely is. Instead, the conservators usually pause the disease by removing either moisture or oxygen using specialized storage. And so when she was challenged on that, as Breitbart points out, she was snarky, defiant, and tweeted disingenuously, no, I am pretty sure I'm telling people how to avoid damaging precious and extremely valuable relics of history, without which we would immediately forget about the entirety of the British Empire. You understand? This is not about America only. It's not about the Confederate flag that they hate. It's not about the American flag that they hate. It's not about the British flag that they hate or Churchill or the British Empire. It's about Western civilization. This is really what it's fundamentally about. This is why they're coming after Christopher Columbus again. You know, it's kind of interesting to me because, you know, as we saw the Grand Army of the Republic, I talked about the Pledge of Allegiance and so forth and how they wanted to completely indoctrinate the kids, according to, you know, making themselves heroes and make sure that nobody would ever challenge the federal government's orders about anything ever again. Never hold up the Constitution and say, but wait a minute. It says here, no, you know, you're going to pledge allegiance to a flag, not to a Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And it's not about liberty. It really isn't. No. It's about obeying. And so one of the things that they did was they said, well, you know, the South, it was all about slavery. That's all it was about. And I've talked many times about how at the very same time, exactly the same time, you had a civil war in Italy and you had consolidation of power from the agrarian, decentralized power centers throughout Europe. Italy, Germany, and so forth, they were creating nation states. That was what was being created. It was about creating a nation state. It was about the Industrial Revolution replacing the power base of the agrarian revolution and consolidating that power. That was what it was fundamentally about. It wasn't about slavery in Italy. It wasn't about slavery in Germany, but this was happening around the world at the same time. But they made it about slavery and slavery only, and so you were not to look at the actual history or look at anything that was positive from the other side. And now that same game plan is being used to take down all of Western civilization. So you've propagandized people through school. You've created a weapon, and that weapon of government school can be something you wind up being hoisted by your own petard, blown up by your own bomb. And that's exactly what is happening across the country. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Pentagon's role in all of this. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, as we see the monuments being taken down by Antifa, you've got people like Petraeus, the globalist elite, people inside the Pentagon who are pushing to change names of the forts. And again, as I pointed out before, one of the reasons they had forts was because they wanted to make sure they were going to be able to suppress any resistance after the Civil War. They used the names of Confederate generals to put a nice face on the occupying army. And now they have decided they've had enough of that. And they're going to get rid of that because this is part of the purging of all of our history. All of our history. So you got Fort Hood, you got Fort A.P. Hill, and many others, the whole list, Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, and let's see, I've got the list here, Fort Lee in Virginia, Fort Polk in Louisiana, Fort Gordon in Georgia, and on and on. A.P. Hill was one that I thought was kind of interesting, the way that ties in. I'll talk about that here in a minute. But, of course, President Trump said he will not even consider renaming the military bases. But let me tell you, they're going to do it once President Trump leaves. He's not going to be there forever. Once he does, they will leave because you've already got Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy. They said they are, quote, open to a bipartisan discussion on the topic. The Marines have now banned all displays of Confederate symbols. Let me tell you, the next thing up they'll pick another thing. They won't be banning the American flag you've got people protesting it now at NASCAR. NASCAR, the Confederate flag is gone, and they hate the American flag as well. I don't know why anybody even bothers with that. I mean, NASCAR is such a corporate sellout. I've joked for the longest time about how politicians ought to wear the jumpsuits like the NASCAR drivers do, with all the little patches showing all the different corporate sponsors. That would be an improvement. Can you imagine if you had at the debates, you know, you had the candidates that would show up with their NASCAR-like suits that had all the corporate sponsors? There you go. A lot of people have done memes on that. Problem is that NASCAR is such a corporate sellout that they will do anything at this point. It's just another big business that is selling out to all the corporate sponsors. So it's not a surprise that they're doing it. But the Marine Corps is not going to probably ban the American flag anytime soon, although you never know. It might be that they'll have to replace it because they can ultimately tie it, you know, going back to Christopher Columbus or something, to slavery somehow. And maybe they'll just have to get rid of that American flag and put in something clean like the UN flag. Oh, yeah, that would work. That would work. We could get rid of the American flag for the Marine Corps and put in the UN flag. I'm sure they're already working on that. Open to a bipartisan discussion on that topic, too, don't you think? Anyway, so you're not going to be able to have a Confederate flag on your personal vehicles. Can't have it on bumper stickers, mugs, T-shirts, posters, nothing. Nothing. And again, I'm sure they'll do that with the cross pretty soon as well, because that is also just so intolerant. Right? And it was used by the Ku Klux Klan as well, the cross was. So it's obviously got to go as well. When David Petraeus was pushing this, and he was pushing it pretty hard, I tweeted out, I said, yesterday, I said, remember Petraeus? Do you remember him giving Henry Kissinger back in 2013 the Intrepid Freedom Award and kissing Kissinger, the war criminal? Let's roll that clip, the video clip number 3. You can see it for yourself.
I am deeply honored to present the 2013 Intrepid Award to my friend and my hero, the Honorable Henry A. Kissinger.
Yeah, there you go. And the little kiss on the cheek, mafia style. Two war criminals here with each other. Yeah, and I say war criminal because Petraeus exited just in time. You know, he is under investigation, going to be under investigation for what happened in Benghazi. He was part of that cover-up. Of course, you know, he also had the issues. There was some broad that he was involved with. Broadwell, that was her name. Yeah, Broadwell. Paula Broadwell, the broad, that he gave classified information to. And President Trump was interviewing him, who knows? Maybe was he seriously considering him, or did he just want to know, get the measure of this guy? I hope he wasn't seriously considering him. As many people pointed out, his security violations were even worse than Hillary Clinton's security violations. He should have been treated more harshly than they're treating Julian Assange. He actually did commit treason. Julian Assange was never a citizen of the United States. What they're doing to Julian Assange is even worse than what they didn't do to David Petraeus. And, of course, since he retired, he's been hanging out with KKR and Bilderberg people. He never misses a Bilderberg. He's one of the central people there. And, you know, that's why he and Kissinger are such good friends. And so when I saw that he was pushing the idea that we should rename all of these forts, I tweeted out, I said, okay, well, you know, this Bilderberg war criminal, he violated national security, violated his trust with this adulterous affair, covered up Benghazi and everything. Maybe he'd like for America to forget that once upon a time, our generals were required to have character, unlike David Petraeus. Kayleigh McEnany had a good point, the press secretary for President Trump. She had a good point about renaming historical buildings. She said, okay, well, if we're going to play that game, maybe we should rename the Biden Center. The Biden Center. Should George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison be erased from history? What about FDR and his internment camps? Should he be erased from history? Or Lyndon Johnson, who has a history of documented racist statements? What about all the people that are alleged by the media to be segregationists? Now, she noted that Biden teamed up with segregationists to fight court-ordered student busing to desegregate schools. So she said, I'll leave you with a question. Should we rename the Biden Welcome Center then? You know, you've got all these Democrats now who are virtue signaling, they're wrapping themselves in kente cloth and so forth and taking the knee. And yet they were bowing and scraping before Robert Byrd, a Ku Klux Klan longtime high official. But, you know, let's not pay any attention to that. Let's just imagine that that never existed, right? That's the hypocrisy of all this. We got John Whitehead saying, it looks like they're engineering a race war. And I said that the day before the riots and protests started, you know, whichever way you want to call it. They both had both of them happening at the same time. But the day before that happened, as soon as it went national, I said, they're going to engineer a race war. I spent an entire hour talking about all the different permutations of violence, you know, black cops on white people, black cops on black people, white cops on black people, and on and on, you know, white cops on white people, all the different permutations of things. I said, look, there's some reform that needs to take place here, but they're going to try to make this about race and about race only because they want to engineer a Reichstag fire. And, that is exactly what is happening here. To create violence through economic pressure, through the media, through mind control, through agent provocateurs. That's the thesis. Then counter it with totalitarian measures, more mind control, police crackdowns, surveillance, drugging of the population. That's the antithesis. And what it ensures is 1984, Orwell's 1984. That is the synthesis. You understand how you're being manipulated in this? Do you understand that we have seen all of this before? As the Organic Prepper article that's on Zero Hedge points out, there is an actual playbook for everything that is happening right now. And the U.S. wrote it. wrote it. Yeah, you know, lying, cheating, stealing. We have classes on that, said Pompeo. Well, you know, overthrowing governments, riots, tearing down statues, tearing down a culture, tearing down a society, creating internal unrest, pitting one group against another. They've got classes on that, too. It's funny how this all works, isn't it? We'll give you some examples of this and show you where we are on their pyramid of overthrow. We are up to the last two final steps. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Turbo Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Award-winning journalist and war correspondent Laura Logan discussed how retired generals who are speaking out against President Trump are either complicit or waging an information warfare campaign against him. That's exactly right. And this was an article, an interview that Breitbart had with her. She said many officials from the Justice Department, from the Director of National Intelligence, that's where Clapper hung out. CIA, that's where, you know, Petraeus hung out as well. You know, Petraeus and Clapper are both involved in Benghazi. National Security Agency and so forth. People like Michael Hayden. People like John Brennan. They all knew it was true, she said. When you look at these generals, though, General Mattis, he knew that the Russian collusion thing was not true. General McMaster knew it wasn't true. General Kelly knew it wasn't true. One after another. You can name them, and strangely enough, it's the same people standing up now, taking shots at the president. The same people who were silent then, but they have a lot to say now. I thought it was a big mistake for President Trump to put these people in office. Said so at the time. You cannot appease these people. You cannot join them. They will destroy you. They are out to destroy America. And as she points out, they all knew. Yeah, they did. And it goes to the very top, says Lindsey Graham. And he's right about that. He would know. he says the big names in Obamagate. But look, let's understand. This is exactly what the U.S. has done time and again elsewhere. As I was saying, the Organic Prepper article that is on Zero Hedge, there's an actual playbook for everything that's happening right now, and the U.S. wrote it. It's no coincidence that the intelligence agency heads and these retired generals are all making these moves in concert with each other. The playbook is the U.S. Special Forces Unconventional Warfare Manual from 2010. And here's some quotes from it. The intent of the, and this is, you know, we saw this used against Libya, for example. The intent of U.S. unconventional warfare is to exploit a hostile power's political, military, economic, and psychological vulnerabilities by developing and sustaining resistance forces to accomplish U.S. strategic objectives. So just take out the U.S. strategic objectives and put in UN strategic objectives. It was done primarily in support of resistance movements since the end of World War II. It's increasingly required U.S. forces to conduct unconventional warfare in scenarios short of general war. Enabling a resistance movement or an insurgency entails the development of an underground and a guerrilla force, as well as supporting auxiliaries for each of these elements. Resistance movements or insurgencies always have an underground element. The efforts are armed conflict and subversion. It said conflict also includes operations that attack and degrade enemy morale, organizational cohesion, operational effectiveness, and separate the enemy from the population. Or you can subdivide the population, right? Subversion undermines the power of the government or occupying element by portraying it as incapable of effective governance to the population. And again, whenever you have a massive restructuring of society, it's because the leadership and the institutions have failed. And that is precisely what they're trying to do. So here, consider this guideline. It's like, consider the pyramid that begins at the bottom and builds to the apex. Show that pyramid from the article. It all begins with the underground activities and the fanning of legitimate flames, and then winds up with things like defunding the police. Now, what this is here, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17 steps, and there's only two steps left. The last two steps are minor guerrilla actions and large-scale guerrilla actions. Now, what precedes that, down at the base of the pyramid, you begin by creating various types of dissatisfaction and discontent and psychological efforts. That's what we've seen, what we've been talking about in the earlier part of the program. That's been done now for decades in colleges, in government schools, in entertainment. That's the narrative that's been put there for dissatisfaction and for discontent. Then after that, you have agitation of various types. then you have the recruitment and training of resistance cadres and the penetration into labor unions and other national organizations and all parts of society. So we see that now, even throughout society. Anybody that's come through this academic gauntlet of propaganda, just like that woman who is a curator, saying, well, here's how you destroy bronze images. She's a museum curator, but she wants to eradicate history, not just American history, British history as well. So here's how you permanently destroy these things, she's telling people. And so after you have created the dissatisfaction, you've agitated people, you've got people now who are true believers in how this society is evil and must be deconstructed, and you've permeated them throughout all the various institutions. So now we're on second, third generation of these people doing this type of thing. Then you establish some front organizations, like Antifa, like Black Lives Matter. You have overt and covert pressures put on against the government, things like riots and disorder. Yeah, we've done all that, right? Then you have increased underground activities to demonstrate the strength of the resistance and the weakness of the government. That's going on right now in Seattle. Then you have intense sapping of morale because nobody's can figure out what to do about it. We no longer have the will to do anything about it. We're like the Roman Empire, where people look at it and say, it's so weak and so corrupt, why do we even bother? Then finally, where we are right now, increased political violence and sabotage. And then the next thing is guerrilla action. Guerrilla action. Precisely the thing that you now see people like the Atlantic, who have been cheering on the Chinese surveillance and social credit system, saying, that's what we need here. We got to have that in order to fight the virus. And interestingly enough, they criticize Robert E. Lee because he did not conduct a guerrilla warfare. See, a good person, a person really wants to change the system. Oh, they would get involved in guerrilla warfare because that's going to work. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Got to have surveillance and we got to have a guerrilla war because that's what's going to work. Don't do a conventional. That's weak. Conventional warfare, you want to have an orderly system where you lay out the principles and you elect people and so forth, and which is, you know, what the Confederates, oh, no, 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 we're not going to do that. No, no, we are going to have a real rebellion, total anarchy. Reason points it out this way. The war on terror comes home. You know, it was Madison who said that the instruments of defense abroad become, the weapons of defense abroad become instruments of tyranny at home. And that's exactly what is happening now. The war on terror is coming home. The war on drugs has always been a war against the American people. One of the things that Whitehead was saying was, you know, when you look at how this is being driven, the profit-driven militarization of the police and the giant standing army that it's created is simply a military coup waiting to happen. We've created a domestic standing army of warrior cops, and that is the antithesis to the violence that is now being put out there by Antifa. And if we don't stop this escalation, we're going to be right in the middle of a civil war.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, Gerald Celente is joining us now. And again, you probably know Gerald. He's a regular guest and always glad to have him on because he really does have his finger on the pulse as to what is coming up. And we're going to talk about what's going to happen with the economy, with the currency, with gold. Now at the top of the Drudge Report, you got everybody scrambling for gold. Gerald told everybody this was happening quite some time ago. Said we're headed for a greater depression, and it's happening exactly as he said about a year and a half ago, I guess it was, Gerald. But anyway, Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. That's where you can see trendsresearch.com, I'm sorry. And that's where you can get a copy of the Trends Journal. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, I love being on your show. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate all that you do and InfoWars, Alex Jones. So thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. And you know, when we look at this, I was just talking in the previous segment, Gerald, about how this really is the playbook that we've seen the Pentagon and the CIA, the NSA, use to overthrow regimes everywhere. And they're going right down this playbook, you know, creating internal dissent. And it's a gradual process, but we're right at the very end of the playbook that they have. The last step is to have minor guerrilla warfare and then major guerrilla warfare. We've got to, you know, we've been talking about, you and I have been talking about, how do we stop the Pentagon from starting more and more foreign wars? And now I guess the conversation's got to be, how do we stop them from creating a civil war here in America?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, people forget, we had it in the Trends Journal back in January of 2012. The New Year's Eve, 2011, Obama signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act that did away with the Posse Comitatus Act. Was that 1878? That prohibited the American military to take to the streets and be our rulers. He did away with that. So you're right on target with this. This is
Indefinite detention of the public by the military, and even rendering you out of the country to somewhere else in case they want to put you in jail somewhere else or torture you in another country. All of that stuff.
And
he said, don't worry, I'm not going to use it. Yeah, wait till the next president comes in, right?
Yeah. No, again, that slimy little lowlife, arrogant Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. So, yeah. No, I'm on board with you 100% of what's going on here. David, go back to, I believe it's last week's cover of the Trends Journal. And it's COVID war, civil war. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're entering into. They used the COVID war, and now it's a civil war. Again,
yeah, the looting began about 90 days ago when they started looting Main Street America. The government did that.
Yeah, so there we go. So we're seeing this happen. So we're on the exact same page. And people don't see this. People, you know, my father, may his soul rest in peace. I get angry, you know, talking about something. And he say, son, take it easy. He said, people have little minds. And that's what you have here. Again, and it's not only the United States, it's around the world.
Oh, yeah.
They march to Mussolini, salute Stalin, Heil Hitler. They follow Conte, Macron, Merkel, Sanchez, every governor, mayor in around the world, telling them that they should close down, stay at home, shelter at home. We're in charge. We'll tell you what to do, and the people obey.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen them run this playbook over and over again. As a matter of fact, you've even got the U.S. government, James Jeffrey, is tweeting out that, do sanctions work? Well, we've seen the total free fall of the Syrian pound right now and other indicators short of gas and other fuels. The Assad regime is under tremendous economic pressure. Well, good for them. But they've done the same thing to us, haven't they? You know, the first thing that you do when you want to start a war is you put on sanctions. That's what the government did with the lockdown. They put sanctions on the American people.
Well, that is perfectly said. I've never heard that before. I'm going to use that. And I'm going to quote you. That's exactly what they've done to us. They put sanctions on us.
That's right. That's right. You know, and look at what they've done. They've created shortages. We've broken our system so badly. You know, just by shutting down restaurants, for example, you completely thrown a monkey wrench into the food supply system. And that's not the only system that's been messed up. They actually were able to mess up the healthcare system in the middle of a pandemic, even when you had empty hospitals, because you had empty hospitals, because nobody showed up with a pandemic.
You know, you're mentioning, again, going back to the currency, we're going to see a currency collapse worldwide like we've never seen before. And as you well know, you go back a few months ago when the big banksters lost hundreds of millions of dollars when they were betting on the gold market. And they jumped out of the mercantile exchange because the numbers that were in the mercantile exchange, what gold was selling for and what they were selling for when you bought it for possession, was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
The whole game was rigged. You couldn't get it. You can't get gold. You couldn't get gold because, well, on the mercantile exchange, it was very much lower. But when you wanted to buy it, the price was much higher. And then they had to pay the people that wanted delivery of it. So they all jumped out of the CME. We're going to see a collapse of the dollar, the euro, the yen, the yuan. Remember, as you said it, I will put my track record up against anybody's in calling the beginning of the gold bull run. It's in black and white. It was last June 6th, 2019, we said it was the beginning of the gold bull run. Gold was $1,332 an ounce.
Oh, yeah.
Today it's about $1,740.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the same thing happen with silver. Silver's going to skyrocket. The ratio of gold to silver now is way out of proportion. It's like, you know, 130 or 120 to it should be 12 to 1. And it's the poor man's gold. Here's the difference with silver. There's no silver being stockpiled. They have to pull it out of the ground. Because what happens is they use silver in cell phones. They use it in, you know, keyboards, computers. But nobody cares. There's only like 50, 75 cents, you know, dollars worth in it. So nobody pulls it back out. They just dump it away into the dump. So there's no stockpile of silver. When this economy crashes, and it's crashing. Hey, what's the Dow doing right now, David? Last time I looked, it was down about 1,000 points.
Yeah.
How much is gold and silver up today? Oh, look at oil prices going way down. Look at the fraud on Wall Street when they started pumping up the airline stocks. And we said it in the Trends Journal and our Trends in the News broadcasts. Look at the fraud. The airline stocks jump up because they're going to reopen at 50% capacity.
Yeah.
Now, who are you talking?
Oh, look at Hertz. Look at Hertz. I mean, they're going, they're declaring bankruptcy and their stock is soaring out of that. I mean, the stock market's been completely, you know, broken any connection to reality whatsoever.
Yeah. So this thing is going down big time. We're going to see riots in the streets. You know, oh, I'll tell you a story. The other night, some people were on the roof of one of my buildings. I yell out, get off the roof. And they're up there, loads of them. They said, F you. And I yell out, you know, my voice, get off the effing roof or I'll blow your effing brains out. And they started running. Boom, 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 boom. People say to me, you know, Salenti, you say you're a warrior for peace. But as you said, if somebody breaks into your house, you'll blow their brains out. You got it. I'm not a pacifist.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you don't initiate force. But you are not going to say you're not going to defend yourself or other people either. I mean, you have a obligation, not only a right, but a duty to defend yourself and to defend innocent people. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Salenti. Stay with us, Gerald. We're going to be right back. We got to take a quick break. Gerald Salenti, Twitter at Gerald Salenti. Also, trendsresearch.com is where you can find the excellent Trends Journal. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt
to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente. You can find him at Twitter at Gerald Celente. Also, you can find his website, trendsresearch.com. You can get a sample of his publication, the excellent Trends Journal, there at trendsresearch.com. We're going to go back to Gerald, talk a little bit more about the economy, big view, and then the view from Wall Street in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the 8-pack power stack right now, 70% off. A great way to boost your overall well-being. It's got supplements for the morning to help you wake up, get alert, focus, and concentrate. And then some supplements for the evening to help you to relax. The 8-pack power stack now, 70% off. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, now $130 off. So you get almost half price. And that is something that we have around the office. We have it at home as well. Very attractive, very efficient, silent, and really does work well to keep your air clean and fresh. We also have an average right now of 4 weeks out if you want to order storable food. And when you look at what we're going to be talking about in the next segment here, you want to make sure that you've got the basics set up. You want to make sure that you have frozen the price of food as well as got a good supply laid in. And right now we're about 4 weeks out on the orders for InfoWars storable food. Made in the U.S., storable for 25 years, non-GMO, and the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. So that's at, you can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Gerald, you know, when you were talking about airline stocks and how ridiculous it was that Wall Street was jumping into that, there is an article from Forbes talking about what has happened to airfare. Now, keep in mind that air travel into Europe has been closed except for special cases. I guess if you're a government official or employee, you can get in. But most foreign travel has stopped until at least June 15th. But the prices of the tickets have gone up by 600%. It used to be $285. And now, if you have an essential reason to travel there, you can get a ticket for just $2,126 from Dallas to, from Atlanta to Paris, rather. That's $7,000 for a first class ticket, but you can get an economy ticket for $2,100 when you could get one for $285 just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, and we're bailing them out too. Isn't it great that we're giving our money to, what was it, about $25 billion? to the airlines. Isn't that wonderful? Because, you know, when they make all these profits, they give them to us, of course, you know.
That's right. Well, I mean, we're bailing out cruise lines that aren't even flagged in America. They don't even pay taxes in America. Yeah.
You know, I just want to mention, you know, everybody that's listening, do what you can to support InfoWars. And, of course, the Trends Journal. Because we're fighting for freedom. And they're robbing it from us. And what they want is our voices to be eliminated. Because it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men since Samuel Adams. And we are that tireless minority. So do what you can to keep the voice of freedom, truth, justice, and liberty alive, and put your money where your heart and mind are, because this thing's going down fast. And if we don't unite together, we're going to go down with everybody else.
That's right. It really is an information war. And what we've seen in this last few months, Gerald, is really a blitzkrieg, isn't it? I was talking about this on Tuesday. I said, you know, when you saw the blitzkrieg at the beginning of World War II, nobody had ever seen air power used like that. They hadn't seen those types of airplanes. They were only familiar with the biplanes and so forth. But they were able to use a whole new, take it to a whole new level. And we've seen that now. We've seen a global blitzkrieg of the information war, because now you've got social media joining with the mainstream media, those two monoliths that are each controlled by about three players. And they've been able to completely set up a narrative of fear and panic that has locked us down and now has us being looted physically after we were looted in other ways for the last 3 months.
You said it, looted physically. And you know, we were talking about how the middle class is going to vanish in America. All we That's are right. going to be are plantation workers in Slavelandia. They did away with all these acts, the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, and, of course, the Glass-Steagall Act, to make the bigs bigger and rob us of our opportunity to have a capitalistic society. Capitalism, if you don't believe capitalism is dead, then you're really stupid, because maybe you forgot a couple of words, too big to fail.
Yeah.
You know, they bailed out the big banks, and we're talking about the airlines and what they're doing, giving them, you know, what, $25 billion. So,
and look at how they came after the Main Street companies. You know, while they're giving all this money to Wall Street, and while, you know, the stuff that was supposed to help small businesses that got tapped by the big corporations and so forth, this really is coming after the reason I think that they're coming after these service industries, and that includes the restaurant businesses, but, you know, the nail salons and all these non-essential businesses, is because that's the one area in which the middle class had a chance to come up the ladder, right? And so they got to take that down. The restaurants could compete against even the national chains if they had an angle, but now they're going to shut that down for everybody. That's why they came after the service businesses like they did.
Well, you're 100% right, because look, you had another slimy little lowlife piece of garbage, crap, murderous liar, Slick Willie Clinton. He did away, he destroyed our opportunity for manufacturing. Remember NAFTA, everybody? Remember the World Trade Organization? So you're right. That was a big middle class business as well. Manufacturing, all the integrated parts of it, gone. The only thing left was the service sector. Now they've destroyed that. Again, you got these morons, and people aren't fighting this. Like this clown Cuomo we got over here. Yeah. The restaurants are allowed to open, but you only could sit outside, and you have to be 6 feet away. Not 5 feet, 9 inches, because, you know, when you're sitting outside, the wind doesn't blow at all. It stops at exactly 6 feet. So you don't have to worry about breathing anything else. And it only blows in one direction, doesn't change.
Yeah.
and then, of course, when it rains out, it never rains, you know, when you're opening the restaurant outside. So you have that little bit of business that you have, and that's gone too.
And I don't know how the restaurant business is, but, you know, my wife and I had a video retail stores back in the 80s. And almost all of our business was done on a few hours of Friday and Saturday night. And I would imagine that it's largely that way with restaurants. You limit their capacity by 50% max. And they're not going to be able to stay in business.
No, they're not. They came out last week. They're estimating 25,000 businesses at a minimum are going to go under.
Yeah, as designed.
As designed. Again, all we are going to be are plantation workers in Slavelandia. And that's why I'm saying everybody better support InfoWars, do what they can to support the Trends Journal, because it's not definite yet, but we're contemplating on having a Occupy Peace and Restore Freedom rally up here in Kingston on July 4th. And no one's going to stop me.
Because if
Black Lives Matter could protest, and I could get slimy little pieces of garbage crap like that. Hey, how about that guy Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, what Wolf? How about Puppy Dog? How about Little Nothing Boy? It's okay for him to march shoulder to shoulder, no social distancing for Black Lives Matter. But Salenti, how dare you march for peace? How dare you march for freedom?
Governor Crywolf, isn't he?
Yeah.
His first name is Cry.
How about a sheep in wolf's clothing?
That's right. You're absolutely right. And of course, you know, we've seen this hypocrisy everywhere now. And even to the extent, Gerald, that in New York City, you had, while some of the rioting and looting is going on in other areas, the police who don't want to get involved in that, they'll go down and fine and kick in the teeth of the businesses who are open, right? Because that's what they really got to focus on, is the people who they can collect fines from and the people who are trying to earn a living. The thing that amazes me when I look at this, Gerald, is the fact that you've got you had some business owners who had pushed back in some states like they did in Michigan. But they still even tried to play within the rules by staying in their cars. But, you know, they get pushed down and shoved down, and we're told that they're dangerous. But these other people who are getting violent, oh, no, that's got to be honored.
That's okay.
We're out of time. I wish we had more time. Again, Gerald Salenti, you can find him on Twitter, at Gerald Salenti. Also, trendsresearch.com, where you can find the excellent Trends Journal. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you.